Hey everybody, welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. I'm excited to talk to you today about my new EP, Under Your Spell, which is coming out on Friday, October 24th. If you're watching this, it may already be out. So I encourage you to check out any audio streaming platform and listen to the different songs. So originally the idea was just to release a song called Under Your Spell, which I had written as a love song to my wife. And with the Halloween season, it seemed an opportunity to take advantage of that. So I had a different song that was a demo that I ended up not using. And I decided to add some new lyrics to it, brush it up, tweak it a little bit, and release it as a companion to Under Your Spell called Skeletons. And so I wanted to talk to you today about both of those songs. First off, Under Your Spell. This song actually came about so quickly, and it was one of those songs that I've heard a lot of songwriters talk about where they say sometimes their best songs are the ones that they write in 15 minutes. And I feel like this song was that. Some songs, like False Flag, which was the last one I released, take a while. And you have to kind of sit with them, and you rewrite, and you tweak, and you do all those kinds of things. But Under Your Spell really just kind of fell out. And it originally started as an idea for a melody of a different song, which is coming out. Probably it might be my first release of 2026, called Sign of the Times. But the original idea for Under Your Spell was the original melody line for Sign of the Times, and it didn't end up working. I didn't like it for that song, so I decided to rewrite the melody. But then I had this interesting melody that became the guitar line for Under Your Spell. That was originally the melody for a different song. And what I've learned over this songwriting lifetime is never let anything go to waste. The amount of things that I have repurposed or reused over the years is, there's too many to count. Specifically some of these newer songs. Those who know, there are so many callbacks to old songs that I wrote before I was ever in a band. Some of my earliest songs, there are a couple songs that you will have never heard that I have used parts of those songs in new songs because I liked that specific thing. And Under Your Spell, it didn't take very long for me to reuse it. I just liked that little line, but I found that it was strong. A different chorus was stronger, so I decided to adapt that from being a melody line to being a guitar line. And that was the kind of the origin of Under Your Spell. And when I started writing it, I didn't have a specific idea in mind in terms of, I want to write a love song, I want to write a song about X, Y, and Z. It just kind of started coming out. And the lyrics Under Your Spell, like, I didn't have any necessarily, I wasn't like, I want to write a song about witchcraft or sorcery or anything like that. It was just really just thinking of that feeling that happens when you fall in love, and kind of in honor of, like, the Frank Sinatra song Witchcraft, kind of that idea, and using that imagery to describe the feeling of being in love. And as I was writing the song, it just started pouring out, the lyrics. And for the most part, the song was generic, for lack of a better term. Like, the first verse, the second verse, and the chorus are just about love and just about the feeling of what it, you know, what you're wrestling with when you're in the early stages, especially in the first verse is kind of about the idea of, like, there's this initial attraction and I don't want to miss out. And then you have the second verse, which is when you realize, like, I've fallen for this person. And then the bridge is where it gets super specific to my wife and I, because there are specific references in the song that have to do with things that either people have said about my wife or things that I've said about my wife. And or things that are just true about my wife. And I find it's really fun to have that section of the song be there. And the original demo was almost it was basically a complete song. And it was a song that both my dad and my brother, when they first heard it, were like, this is a complete song. Like, there's nothing to change about this song. And I was really happy about that. And my dad, when he recorded the drums, as soon as he heard it, he was like, I'm going to track the drums right now. I know exactly what you want. I decided to go with the era that I was looking to capture was that late 90s, early 2000s era, specifically because that's kind of formidable years of my wife, and we wanted to I wanted to pay homage to that, like when she was in high school and graduated college in that era. So it's very much in line with like the Gin Blossoms, Evan and Jaren, specifically the song She's So High by Tal Bachman, which was a huge hit at that time. A lot of those one-hit wonders, Vertical Horizon, who had a couple singles, Dishwalla, like that era of music where you had prominent acoustic guitars, you had really raw sounding instrumentation, organic, there wasn't a lot of effects and all that kind of stuff. It just sounded like a band playing songs, and that's what I wanted to capture with the song, and I feel like it came out really well. My dad, going back to my dad, when he recorded the drums, he said he actually got emotional when he was playing it because there was something about the song that hit him while he was playing it, and he was just very appreciative of being included on this project. So that also plays a huge factor in that. And then the other thing, the other element that's really exciting about this song is that my son actually plays the lead guitar on it. And I kind of threw it at him. I was like, hey, well, you want to play on this? And he was like, oh, okay. And so I taught it to him real quick, had him do it. And then I just preserved it. Like, so he did it on the original demo, and then I just kept what he did because it just has like a charm to it, the way he played it. And he's only been playing guitar for maybe 2 years at this point. And it meant a lot to include him on this. And then additionally, the music video was filmed by my other son, and he did all the filming of it. And then I edited it together based on most of the reason I had him do it is because his camera on his phone is nicer than mine. So I was like, I'm trying to make it at least look somewhat professional. My phone camera isn't great, as you can see in the music video for High Horse. So I felt like his would help with that. So Under Your Spell, there's not much to the story, but the inspiration of the song, other than the fact that I love my wife and I wanted to celebrate her, and the fact that after 20 years of marriage, we are still going strong, and that we feel, I like to think we feel about each other the same way we did, but it's deeper and it's richer because we know so much more about each other. And you can be with somebody for a couple years and then get married, and then you go on a lifetime of searching out and knowing and discovering more about that person that you already loved, but then you start to find out even more little things, that the subtle things, like I say in the song, the subtle things that you don't even know that you do. Those are the things that make me know why I love you. And that's what Under Your Spell is about. Also, this EP is cool because I released a remixed version of Under Your Spell, which is acoustic. One of the things that I've heard from songwriters and things like that is, the first thing I heard was, usually the songs that you write in like 15 minutes are your best songs. And I feel like Under Your Spell was kind of like that. So I'm really excited for you to hear that one. But then also another thing I heard was that if you can play a song with just an acoustic guitar and that song still holds up without all the production and all that kind of stuff, then you have a good song. And I feel like by showing Under Your Spell in a stripped down way with acoustic guitar, there's no effects on anything other than on the guitars, the electric guitars and things like that, distortion. There's keyboard, tambourine, piano, and then the vocals are literally just my raw vocals. There's no effects on them. There's no pitch correction on them. That is how they sounded when I recorded in my little audio booth, my portable audio booth that I have for recording vocals. And to hear that stripped down version, I think is kind of special. There's not going to be that for every song that I put out, but I felt like this song specifically, I really wanted to highlight it, not just to honor my wife and the 20 years of marriage that we have and the 22 years that we've been together. And it's, oh my gosh, this is hitting me right now. It's just unbelievable. This is one of those God things. As I'm filming this right now, the thought just came to my head. I asked my wife out on Halloween 2003. That never crossed my mind in all of this time putting this song together, releasing it for Halloween. It just never came to my mind. How is that? Oh, crazy. Anyway, so Halloween, for all of you people out there that are, you might think, how can you honor Halloween? Halloween holds a special place in my heart because it's the day that I asked my wife out. And then we went on a date November 2nd, first date, and then we've been together ever since. So Halloween has always been special to me because of that, not because of all the witches and all that kind of stuff. So that, man, that's crazy. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. It's just, you got to see it live. You got to see it, whatever you're watching this, you got to see the epiphany hit me in the head. And I hope that this is one of the reasons why, if you happen to tune into the Story Behind podcast, this is the magic right here. This is why you do. And wow, I'm gonna have to text my wife right now and tell her, hey, can you realize I just realized that that's why I asked you out, or that's why I'm doing this. The whole reason that this song is coming out. It's the first love song that I think I've ever released publicly. First of many, I have several that are coming, but this is the first one that I've been actively promoting since I've been a songwriter. I wrote a song for her for our wedding, but I never saw the light of day. Wow, how about that? Anyway, I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll check it out. I hope you'll subscribe. And I hope, even more importantly, you will support the work that I'm doing. You're getting to hear the songs for free on any streaming platform. But if you would like to support me as an artist, you can do that on Cash App, Venmo, or Buy Me a Coffee. That's going to help me get the word out about my songs, help me with the costs of undertaking something like this, promoting it, equipment, all of that stuff. I'm doing this in addition to my full-time job, as you know. But also, I'm releasing a Christmas EP. That's going to be my next release. And that has costs because I'm doing some covers and there's licensing costs for those cover songs. So if you'd like to support me, I appreciate that. And until next time, I hope you'll like Under Your Spell and Skeletons. Check them out.
You must have got me on some